Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. I believe it's the 344th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up four lines from the bottom on Chaf Amud Beis, where the Gemara is going to continue analyzing whether we have to be concerned lest someone come to eat Truma Tameya, which the Gemara had discussed above, that the reason why we don't leave around Yayin that has become Tamei and allow it to become Yayin Yashan, but we immediately use it as a deodorizer, is because Yayin of Truma that's become Tamei is because he might come to a Takola, and that Takola means, that we saw about eight lines from the bottom, that he'll come to eat, even a Zar, a Yisrael, will come to eat Achilas Truma Tamei. The Gemara will continue analyzing that to Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara then will go back to Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, where we had a Sov Truma that fell into Chulin. The case was when you had a barrel that was in the Gas El Yona that was falling into Chulin Tame that we analyzed yesterday, what one is supposed to do in such an instance if you're allowed there to be Mitame Biyadayim, that Rabbi Yoshua seems to say that you're allowed to do it, as we learned yesterday. And that will conclude the first perek and the sugya of Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim that we were zocha to do together. We will begin the second perek, which is a very important perek, not only in Hilchos Pesachim, which it is as well, but also it is the makoros of many halachas in Yoredeya, particularly Halachas of Macholos Asuras. Appropriately, the Perek will begin by bringing down one of the opinions of the Tanoim, that the Isser Hana of Chametz is directly connected to the Isser of Achila. At any time that's mutter to eat, it's mutter to give your animals to eat. The Gemara will question that on Amud Aleph, whether that's consistent with previous Shitas that we had learned in the first Perek. You should be able to call out, if you did Chazara on the previous Mishnayis, where it seems to be in disagreement with the other Tanaim that we had had. The Gemara will analyze that part of the Mishnah up until the bottom of Amud Aleph. The Gemara then will continue on with some analysis and on Amud Beis begin to discuss the halachas of Chametz during the sixth hour, which is Asr Midrabanan. We'll make reference to the halacha that the Kedushin is not valid if one is Mekadosh a woman with the Chametz during that period of time. And finally, the Gemara will have a very important rule from Chizkiah, about 12 lines from the top on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, which will find the Makar of the Isser of Chametz, Bahana'a. And his opinion, the Gemara will point out, is in disagreement with Rabbi Avoh, who's halfway through the Amud, one of the most important Klalim in the halachos of Yoredeya, kol makom shenemer lo yachel, lo yisoichel, lo yisoichlu, echad isra achila, ve'echad isra hana b'mashma. That Rabbi Avoh will teach us that the word achila goes hand in hand with the isra hana'a, and the Gemara will analyze that until the bottom of Chaf Aleph on the base. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin four lines from the bottom, where the Gemara was discussing that when it comes to Yayin, we do not allow a person to let wine age if it's truma tmeya, lest he come to a takala. The Gemara points out, four lines on the bottom, takala atzma tanoihi. But this whole idea of takala is really a machlokes tanoim. The sign is, we learned in Brisa, chavis shel yayin shel truma shenitneis. If you have a barrel of wine, which is of truma that became tamei, b'shami armim tishafeich chevel. The only way that you're allowed to pour it out is in one large pouring. Rashi explains that Beishamai is concerned that if you're going to pour it out piecemeal, you're going to end up forgetting once and coming to drink from it. So Beishamai is choshesh l'takala. Ubeis Hillel aimrim te'aseh ziluf. And Beis Hillel is of the opinion that you can pour it out step by step. Rashi points out that Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi came about a few years after Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, ani achuya b'sada tishafech chevel. If you're in the field, then you have to pour it out in one large pouring because of the chashash of takala. B'bayis tase ziluf. But if you're at the house, so then you could do it in the process of ziluf. Rashi explains that since it's not normal for one to pour in the field in the process of Ziluf, so then in such a case, we don't allow him to do it that way. However, in the bayis where it's normal, we don't assume that he'll come to drink from it. In fact, the svara over here, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, is a little bit hard to understand. Ikod Ami, others say, Bechadosh Tishafech Chevel, if it's new, then he pours it out, he's only allowed to pour it out in one large swoop. B'yashan Teasa Ziluf. However, if it's old wine, then he'd be allowed to do Ziluf. Here Rashi adds a little bit more svara that could shed light on both of the Girsos Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says that since it's new wine, so then in such a case, he's going to hold on to it longer, and then we're going to be choshesh l'takala. If, however, it's old wine and in the field, he's less likely to hold on to it for an extended period of time. And then in such a case, then Ziluf would be acceptable. According to this explanation, we can understand, Rashi, we can understand as well Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's distinction between the field and in the house. If it's in the field, that means that he's going to be holding on to it longer than the house. Think about wine. It's going to have, odds are, a longer life if it's still in the field as opposed to in the house. Once it's in the house, it's a few steps closer to being drunk. So if it's in the field, so then between now and then, it's likely for them to forget that this is truma and use it inappropriately by drinking it. However, if it's already bebayis, then we don't have the chshash. Amru lo, so the door of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to him, Ein hachra shlishi mechras, your hachra is not mukhrach. Even though we have a rule that in general we follow the das shlishis of a machria, nevertheless over here we don't follow the hachra. The reason we don't follow the hachra, Rashi explains, is that there's no mention within Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that that is behind their entire discussion at all. Who says that their machlokis revolves around the chshash of takala altogether? And we mentioned earlier, that's a machlokis tanoim. What's the machlokis tanoim? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi understood that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing about takala. It could very well be that they're arguing about something else entirely. Rashi doesn't explain what they would be arguing about. However, Taisus and Shabbos on Daf Mem and Alf and Dibra Maschil Halacha explains that they'd be arguing about whether a reach of Truma, Temeya, is Usur, just like Shtia. Hence, the Machlokas, whether you're allowed to use it for Ziluf. The Gemara now on the top of Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph goes back to a Machlokas that we had analyzed yesterday, as well as on Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, about what to do when you have a barrel of truma that has broken on the upper wine press and is falling into, it's of truma, and it's falling into chulin tmeim. So here we get the presentation of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina in that machlokes. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, machlokes shenafla pachas me'asa chulin tmeim. The machlokes is if you have this truma that's falling into less than 100 times its amount, there's one saw of truma and less than 100 saw of chulin. So then in such a case, we learn the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua is tamei. Yeshua says that you're allowed to catch the truma in a kli tamei, despite the fact that you're going to cause the truma to become tamei, because otherwise if it mixes in less than 100 times its amount, in such a case, everything will become asur. However, Rabbi Yosef Hanina adds, Avol nafal amei chulin tamei, but if it falls into 100 times, so then in such a case, it's going to become batel to the chulin. So divrei akol teirid v'titamei, everybody agrees to let the truma fall in and be tamei, v'al yitamenu biyad. And then Rabbi Yoshua would not say that you should catch it in a kli. Tanya nami hachi chavish nishbar begas al yonu v'tachta mea chulin tamein, maidu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua. Then Rabbi Eliezer is moda to Rabbi Yoshua. The lashon of Ma'i Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua we're going to get to later on in the Gemara, but the halacha is Shem Yachol Lahatzil Mimenu Revius B'Tahara Yatzil, that if you could save a Revius only B'Tahara, you should do it. Vim Lav Terid V'Titame Val Yitamenu Biyad, should allow it to go in and to become Batel. Why? Because as we said, anyhow, ultimately the Truma is going to become Batel and there's not going to be a problem with the Chulin. Asks the Gemara, Hai Moide Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, Should it say that Rabbi Eliezer is moided to Rabbi Yoshua? It should be the opposite. Moided Rabbi Yoshua, the Rabbi Eliezer mi boile. Normally, it's Rabbi Yoshua who tells you to do something and to save it and to be metameit because of the hesed. In this case, there's no need to do that, and therefore it should say that Rabbi Yoshua is moided to Rabbi Eliezer and not the opposite direction. Amar Rava, epoch. So Rava says, you're right. We should switch it around, and it should say that Rabbi Yeshua was minded to Rabbi Eliezer. If Huna braid Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lo elam loy tepech. Really, you don't have to switch it around. Hacham ayiskinam bekli shetoychoy tohar v'gaboy tami. Here we're talking about a kli whose inside is actually tar, and only the outside is tami. Mao de sema, I would have thought, nigzar, we would make a gzera, dilmanagu gaboy v'truma, that we have to be choyshish, that the back will touch the truma, which is tamei kamash melon. We don't have to make that gezeira. Rashi explains that we're going on the reisha that had said im yochel ha'atz revius betahara yatzil. So here the Gemara tells us that moida Rabbi Yeshua li Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Yeshua is moida to Rabbi Eliezer. That's not an appropriate girsa, but rather as we had it, moida Rabbi Eliezer li Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Eliezer is moida to Rabbi Yoshua, that it's mutter to be matzil in such a case, and we consider it a kli tahar, and we don't make the chash, we don't have the chash, dilma nagaba. Hadran alach or larba, asar, baruch Hashem, we've been zeicha to finish the first perek of Maseches Psachim, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will begin the second perek of Psachim, but we're going to have to take a break now because Shlomo Zalman arrived. What does Shlomo Zalman want to learn? So we're going to do Be'ezer Hashem Aleph Be'ez. The shir will have to go up a little bit later. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to pick up Perek Kol Shah, a beautiful Perek of both Halach Lamaisa and very important Lamdus. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we did Kamatz. And now Be'ezer Hashem, we turn to Perek Kol Shah. Kol Shah Shemutar Lechol, any moment, any time that is permissible to eat Chametz, the Tanakama of Perikol Shah holds that you're at any time you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to give your animals to eat as well. Also, you're allowed to sell to a Gentile and you're allowed to derive any other type of benefit. Offers manai. However, when the time of Isar Achila passes, Asar Ba'anasai, then you can't have Hana. And then you can use it to heat up your oven. The Gemara is going to ask that that's considered hana'a as well. And the Gemara will learn a very interesting halacha from the chiddush of this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein bir chametz ela sreifa. Ostensibly now, the Mishnah is quoting new opinions in regards to the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Up until now, we've been discussing the halachas of Yisrachil Yisra'anah. Now Rabbi Yehuda brings in his famous opinion, which is going to be discussed in detail on Daf Chav Zayin on the Beis, as well as on Daf Tzadi Aleph, who holds that the only way you're supposed to destroy chametz is with burning. The only way you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu is by burning the chametz. If you do it any other way, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. The Chachamar of the opinion that you could spread it out to the wind or send it to the sea and destroy it in such a manner and be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu as well. As we mentioned, the Gemara will not get involved with this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim for about 7 dapim or so. What we will focus on for the next few dapim, beautiful dapim of Gemara, are the halachos of macholos asuros and the relationship between the iser achila and iser hana. Says the Gemara, kol shoshim mutar lechol machil. We learned in our Mishnah that any time it's permissible to eat, you're allowed to feed your animals, which is mashma hakol shoshim mutar lechol eino machil. That any time you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to feed your animals. Lema masnisin deloik Rabbi Yehuda. The ratio of the Mishnah seems to be in contradistinction to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if we followed Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'ika Chamesh, the fifth hour, follows the Eina Ochel, that you cannot eat, Umachil, but you could feed it to your animal. All of you should remember the Snan, as we learned, we had discussed this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amabez. Rabbi Meir, I mean, there's a machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Eichel Kol Chamesh, you're allowed to eat the chametz the fifth hour, v'sarfim mitchila sheish, and you burn the sixth. Notice, there's no mention of a different timeline for Isser Hana. So according to Rabbi Meir, it could very well be kol shosh mutar lechol machil, kol shosh ein mutar lechol ein machil. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds eichlin kol arba, you're allowed to eat through the fourth hour. V'toilin kol chamesh, and you're not allowed to eat it already in the fifth hour. And it seems that you would be allowed to have hana. So we see that this rule kol shosh ein mutar lechol ein machil is not correct according to Rabbi Yehuda. Analyzes the Gemara. Okay. At first glance, it's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. You think it's going according to Rabbi Meir, as we had suggested ourselves. Ve'ela mai Rabbi Meir hi? If you're going to say it goes according to Rabbi Meir, hai kol shosh mutar lechol ma'achil. If the lashon of the Mishnah should not be anytime it's permissible to eat, you could feed your animal. Rather, it should be kol shosh oichel ma'achil mi boile. Rashi explains this kasha that the Gemara is asking if the understanding was, as we've been understanding all the whole time, that when an individual is allowed to eat, he's allowed to feed his animal, then it shouldn't say kol shosha mutar lechol machil, but rather kol shosha ochel achil. Rashi explains that the lashon mutar lechol seems to indicate that we're talking about a different person. At the moment that it's mutar for him to eat, you're allowed to feed your animal. So the Gemara suggests a third Tana. Amar Rabba Bar Ula Masnisim Rabbi Gamliel hi. So referring to Rabbi Gamliel, the Snan, we learned also on the end of the Mishnah Yud Alpha Mebeis, Rabbi Gamliel loymer chulin nechalin kol arba. Chulin could be eaten the entire fourth hour. During the fourth hour, you could eat chulin of chametz. During the fifth hour, truma kol chamesh, you could eat truma. V'sarfin b'tchila sheish, and you have to burn all chametz in the beginning of the sixth. V'hachi kamar. And this is what our Mishnah is saying, in accordance with the Shita Rebbe Gamliel. Kol shasha mutar le'echol kayin betruma. Any time that the kayin could eat truma, kol shasha mutar le'echol. Any time that the kayin could eat machil le'behema. So then, in such a case, the Yisrael machil le'chul le'behema. The Yisrael could feed his animal chulin. V'chayu le'oifais, and he'll be able to give it to his animals, the wild animals and the birds. Asks the Gemara. Why do you need to mention both behema and chaya? Answers the Gemara Tzricha, we need both cases. Itana behema. If I just said behema, di misharya chazila. Whatever is left over from animal eating, he doesn't go and hide it. Aval chaya, but a wild animal, di misharya, whatever he's left over, kametzanala, he hides it. Emaloi, we would think that you cannot give it to him at such a late hour on Erev Pesach. Vitana chayin, if I mention the wild animal, mishum di misharya, mias mitzane, he hides it. Aval behema zim di misharya velo masak adaite, he's not going to even think about the animal, he's just going to assume that it's all been eaten up. Vikoi ale, babali ro, babali matze, and then he's going to be over babali ro, babali matze. Emaloi, so tzricha, I need that case. Ofos lamali, and why does it say birds? Ayatani behema v'chaya, tani navmi ofos. That's a Mishnaic expression. Once it says behema v'chaya, we also mention ofos. We also learned in our Mishnah, we continue four lines from the bottom. Umoicher lenachri asks the Gemara, pshita, it's pashut, that if you're allowed to have another, you'll be able to sell to a nachri. Just like you give to your behemoths, you should be able to sell to a nachri. Says the Gemara, lafuke mehaitana. It's coming to exclude from the shita of the following Tana. The Sanya, as we learned in Abraisa, a person cannot sell his chametz to a nachri according to Beis Shammai, unless he knows that the chametz is going to be destroyed before Pesach. Beis Hillel disagrees and says, anytime you're able to eat, you're allowed to sell. So our mission is coming to preclude from the shita of Beis Shammai that says that you're not allowed to sell to a guy if the chametz is going to not be gotten rid of before Pesach. There are some Rishonim, the Meiri amongst them, who explain that what's behind the Shita of Beis Shammai is that the Chiyuv of Tashbisu is that you have to destroy your chametz from the world. It's not enough for it to be out of your rishus. We, of course, follow Beis Hillel, who does not require this. This is even the pshat of Rashi. If you look carefully in Dibra Maskel Kaidim, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, because Savri mitzvah alav levaroi mina oilam, that the mitzvah is to destroy it from the world. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira imer kutach v'kol minei kutach asalim kol shayshim yoyim kaidim lepesach. Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Beis Shammai, that when it comes to kutach, since it's not eaten quickly, so then in such a case, any kutach that's around within 30 days before Pesach is likely to remain
on Pesach as well, and you will not have been mevayrit mina olam. The Gemara continues, Mutarbana, we learned in our Mishnah that the food is Mutarbana, kol shashem mutar lechol. Ask the Gemara, pshita, it's pashut. The chure, if you're able to eat it, certainly you'll be able to have hana. When we say eat it here, I mean to have your animal eat it, or to be able to sell it, then it'll be pashut, then you would be able to derive other benefit. Lo tzricha, says the Gemara, shecharchu kodem zmana. We're talking about where it was charred before the zman. So we're kamashmalan kid Rava, and we're learning the chiddush of Rava. Davar merava, charcha kodem zmanoi, mutar bahana, afil lachar zmanoi. That you're allowed to have hana even after the zman. And this mutar bahana, according to the Maskanas HaGemara, is calling la'achar zman. Quite a chidush. That when our Mishnah says a mutar bahana, it means that it's even going to be mutar bahana if it's already been burnt. Aver zmanai, aser bahanasai. However, if it's aver zmanai, then it's aser bahana. Pshita. That's also pashut. Answers the Gemara, like tzricha l'shaz derabbanan. Now the chidush over here is during the fifth and sixth hour before the second half of the day, that's mutar min ha-toyre and only asr mid rabbanan. The Amar of Gidol Amarav, we learned this important chiddush on the Zayin Amar Alf, a very important Gemara with an important Rashi as well. The Amar of Gidol Amar of Chia Bar Yosef, Amar of Yoichman, Mekadesh Mishay Shoyz Lamala, someone who's Mekadesh, a woman, from sixth hour and on, when it's asr bahana mid rabbanan, afil bechite kordinaisa, even if it's chametz, ein choshishin lekidushin, even if it's chametz that's hard, that's the chidush of afilu, that's chametz nuksha, nevertheless, the kidushin is not going to be chal. We learned on the Avzayin Amid Alf that Rashi says that the reason for it is that every kedushin is dependent on the das rabbanan, called the mekadesh adaita de rabbanan mekadesh, and for that reason, and therefore, the Kedushin will not be Chal if we're talking about an Iser Derabbanan of Chametz based on the idea of Kol Demekadesh Adait Derabbanan Mekadesh. So this, the Gemara says, is the Chidush of Over Zmanai Oser Ba'anasai, that even though it's an Zman Derabbanan, nevertheless, the Kedushin, which we would have thought is only Daraisa, and therefore should supersede the Iser Derabbanan, and the Kedushin should be Chal, or at least to be Choshesh, that the Kedushin is Chal. Nevertheless, ain't Choshesh in the Kedushin. We learned in our Mishnah also that Yasek Boitani V'Kirayim, you should not use the Chametz as a fuel source, because it's a Zman that's Aser Ba'ana. Ask the Gemara Pshita, it's Pashut, that if it's Aser Ba'ana, you can't use it. It says Gemara, Loi Tzricha, Elo Rabbi Yehuda. Da'amar Ein Biro Chametz Elo Sreifa. The Chidush is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the way to get rid of Chametz and to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu is through burning. Zakadai techamina, I would have thought, halvam Rabbi Yehuda, mitzvah ser b'sreifa, b'hadi dekasarif, leilis hanimine, that since the mitzvah is to burn it, so you're doing the mitzvah anyhow, then maybe you could have hana. Kamash malon, the chidush is that, no, you can't derive hana when you're fulfilling the mitzvah, because the zman isur has already come and gone. Tosas adds a little bit more in Dibar Amaschil Bahadi that we have a rule in Maseches Truma that's important to know, not only for Maseches Truma, Tmura, as well as for Psachim to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that Kol Dover Shemitzvasoi Besreifa Afarei Mutter. Anything that's mitzvah is to destroy through burning. After you burn it, you're allowed to derive benefit from its ash. However, something you have to destroy, but you don't need to do it with burning. So then, afaroi aser. That's a Gemara in Tumur, Daf Lamed Daled Amid Aleph, as well as a Gemara later on, Chav Zayin Amid Beis, which is discussed in the context of Shita Rabbi Yehuda. So, according to Tosos, the Hava Amin of our Gemara is that since, anyhow, the afaron is mutar bana, so I might have thought while you're burning it as well. So the Chidush of our Gemara is no. It's only when it reaches the stage of afaroi, but not when you're burning it. Now the Gemara has two different opinions, very important opinions, Chizkia and Rabbi Avo, for the source that Chametz is Asur Bahana on Pesach. Amar Chizkia, minayin lechametz bePesach shu Asur Bahana. How do we know that it is Asur Bahana Chametz on Pesach? Shneamar lo yoichal kol Chametz. Actually, the precise reading of the Pasuk is v'lo yeochel Chametz. Torah Akdosha describes in Perik Yud Beis of Shmois, Zechar Sayem Azar Shei Yitzasu Mitzrayim Beis Avon, Ki Bichazik Yod Hoitzi Hashem Eschem Mizeh, V'lo Yei Ochel Chametz. Lo Yehe Boi Heter Achila. The Lo Yei Ochel Chametz doesn't only indicate that you shall not eat, but you shouldn't derive any benefit that will bring you for achila. Let's see the Rashi in Dibar Maskel Lo Yachel, who really spells it out clearly. Midikarina, since the pasuk is written, as we pointed out, that we have to read the pasuk precisely. Lo Yachel, mashma lo yehebo heter. There shouldn't be any heter. Hamevili de shum achila brings to any type of achila. V'stam ano sede achila heimbos, and in general, ano brings you to achila. How? Shalakeach bedamim. If you're going to derive benefit and get money, davar amachol, you're ultimately going to use it. At least there's a significant likelihood that you're going to use it for achila. The kasa rachmana lo yachel chametz. Hakasav lo yachel. If the Torah had not said ye ochel, but would have just said yochal, have a min iser achila mashma, iser hano loy mashma, I would have thought only an iser achila, not an iser hano. Continues the Gemara, pliga de Rebbe Avo, and Chizkiyah's mekar for the iser hano is not the same source that Rebbe Avo would point to. The Amar Rebbe Avo had a broader cloud that is a cloud that is used in Shas in quite a few places. Of course, Chulin Kuf Yudalan Mebeis is a good source to start with. Kol makom shenemar lo yeachel, lo yseichal, lo yseichlu, echad iser achila ve'echad iser hano b'mashma. Anytime the Torah uses the expression of achila, there's a connotation as well for an iser hano. Achi yiparit l'cha akosu k'derach shepirit l'cha b'nevela. Until the Torah goes out of its way to tell you no, it's permissible. This Sanya, as we learn in a Braisa, don't eat an avela and give it to a nachri. How do you know that you could even sell it to a ger? So either one could be done. Benesina minayin. How do we know that you can even do nesina? Tamalama titnenu va'achla. O machal nachri. Nimtzes oimer echal ger ve'echal nachri bein bechira bein benesina derei mer. Mer says that the pasuk covers all the bases for hanaa. Rabbi Yehuda oimer devarim kichsav. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and he said that you have to take the pasuk literally. Liger benesina, you could only give the nevela to a ger. And you could sell it to a nachri, but you can't sell it to a ger. My time into Rabbi Yehuda. What's the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda? If Rabbi Meir was right, that the pasuk means to be matter everything, so then it should say, you could give it to achala machar. To take the pasuk literally. The oi is coming to tell you that you should first give it to a ger. There would be a mitzvah to support him before giving it to a nachri. Rabbi Yehuda halai tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says that doesn't need a pasuk. Kivan de ger ata mitzvah l'hach yosai. Since there's a mitzvah to support a ger v'nachri, I ata mitzvah l'hach yosai. There's no mitzvah to support a nachri. Loi tzarech kra svarahu. It's a svara. Analyze the Gemara. Bishleim Rabbi Meir. I understand according to Rabbi Meir, Dom Echad Ger Ve'Echad Nachri Bein Mechir Bein Nesina Midas Chal LeMishra Nevela Bahanaa. Then the Torah is coming out of its way to tell you that it's Mutar Bahanaa Hakol Yisurin Sheva Torah Yisurin Bein Bachila Bein Bahanaa. So now I understand Rabbi Avo's source according to Rabbi Meir that what he's trying to bring out is that when the Torah wants to tell you that's Mutar Bahanaa, it will spell it out in all of its detail. El Rabbi Yehuda Damar L'Dvarim Kichsavam. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you take the pasuk literally, so the pasuk just says Achila. Hakol Isurim Shebetayra Minale Dasurim Bahana. How are we going to explain, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when it says Achila, it means Isra'ana as well? So here we're going to give a different source. Nafgale, the Pasuk tells us, by a trefa, Milikelev Tashlichan Oso, to send it to a Kelev, Oisai Atamashlicha Kelev, the Torah is saying, Oisai. Tashlichun oisai, to send the treifa that you're allowed to have enough from it to give it to your kelev. V'ata mashlich v'kelev l'kol isurim shebetayra. But all other isurim shebetayra, you cannot send to a dog. Be'ezer Hashem, we've concluded daf chaf aleph in perek kol sha'a. And Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the shita of Rebbe Meir, how he's going to respond to Rebbe Yehuda's makar for the isur of Hana that we learn out from the Kelev Tashlichun Oisai, that the Kelev is allowed to eat those things that have an isra achila only when the Torah says it. Oisai by a treifa. But if there is a general isra achila, then echad isra achila ve'echad isra hana b'mashma, an important expression of Rabbi Avos. This Beis Hashem concludes Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph.